Anthony, two things in this push, strategy debrief and the M&R foam call playbook. Take it while you walk. First, the part you need to hear. You said you have nothing to sell. That is not true. Right now you have 9 clients, Washworks at $1,500 a month recurring, Roof Restoration Solutions on retail with ads, LA Insurance proposal sent, Bobby Moore, Iron Cowboy shipped, Jess Cavazos live, plus Korean BBQ, Franco's, Chantel Amber as done deals. That is a portfolio. Most people in Nate Herc's school have a vision board. You have receipts. You also have repeatable systems. ImageForge, the Orion Command Center, clone pattern, 8 tokens to a live dashboard in a session, the Ad Intel Hub, Cairo Voice, the content pipeline, these are sellable. The Orion Ladder is real. Audit 497, implementation 1997, retainer 997 a month. You locked the brand last week. The product exists. On Nate Herc, 200K a month is real. But here's the trap. He sells to people who want to start an AI agency. If you copy his audience, you spend a year fighting him for the same crowd while he has a 4-year head start. Don't try to out Nate Herc. Nate Herc, steal his structure, not his audience. Steal the dual checkout, Stripe and school side by side. Steal the virtual assistant follow-up. Steal the prorated discount path. Steal the community where members teach members. Then deploy that to your audience, operators with cash flow already. HVAC, roofing, car washes. Orion stays the cash flow business. School stays the long-term recurring engine built on your Orion case studies. Every Orion win is one piece of school content. They stack, they don't compete. Buy the 99 playbook if it shortens build time. Steal the workflow, ignore the niche. Now M&R foam, not a hot lead. Lukewarm referral through Lewis to an owner who publicly said agencies are a waste. Frank Laura's comment confirms it. They want a cheap employee. If you walk in pitching agency rates, you lose in 30 seconds. Don't fight the frame, use it. Open with the bridge. Hey, Anthony Ponce, Lewis sent me. He saw your hiring post, thought it was worth a quick call. Got a couple minutes? Reset the frame. Totally get your looking in-house. Before you commit to payroll, mind if I ask a few questions about what you actually need done? I might be a fit, I might not. But either way, you'll get clearer on what to look for. That lets them keep their plan, positions you as adding clarity, not selling, gives you permission to ask discovery without the agency stigma. Discovery in order. What's running across the 3 companies? Who's been doing it? What does 90 days from now look like if the hire works? Leads or brand presence. And the kicker? Budget shape, hourly W-2, monthly contractor or open. Most owners write hourly because it's the cheapest thing they imagined. If they say open, propose contractor. If they bite, pitch the audit, not the retainer. 497 takes a week. You tell them what's broken across all 3 companies, what's working, what a hire should focus on day 1. Worst case, they brief the new hire with it. Best case, they realize an outside operator is cheaper than payroll. The audit supports the in-house decision, doesn't threaten it. Close with 2 options, Calendly link or text to time. Pick whichever they pick. What not to say. Don't say agency. Don't lead with AI. Don't list every client. If asked, name 2, Washworks and RRS. Don't quote a retainer on the first call. Short version, in case you only catch the last part. You have 9 clients, real systems, real offer ladder, not at 0. Stop saying you are. On Nate Herc, steal structure, not audience. On M&R, lead with Lewis, support the in-house frame. Ask 5 questions before pitching. Sell the 497 audit, 2 options to close. Caveman protocol noted on the breakup. 2 months of focus, small reversible decisions, fire stays lit.